Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And I think it's important to point out right now that you don't have to be an alcoholic to go to Jimmy Cerritos Bar. Mm-hmm. You can go and have a soft drink.
We have non-alcoholic wine.
Yes, it's called grape juice, Mike.
That's very exciting.
It's Chardonnay.
And who could forget Billy Casper and Pat Summerall doing belly shots off a giggling Tom Watson as Fuzzy Zeller, dressed in a maid's outfit, suspended himself out of the crow's nest window screaming... That's what I like about the South. And number 10 is you know exactly where your heating pad is. Guilty. I know with all my issues. I know where it is. I could tell you where it is right now. It's in the...
It's under your ass right now.
No, it's on my genitals.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Was it really just a year ago? Has time moved that quickly? Are we back in the Peach State? Is it time for the tradition unlike any other? Do you smell what the rock is cooking? Oh. Yes, America, it's time to celebrate the moment that golf fans wait for all winter, at the place where all golf fans want to be. At the tournament, all the players dream about. On the grounds that are considered the cathedral of the game. In the place where the azaleas bloom. Where the odor of pimento cheese wafts up through the pines. And the patrons mind their P's and Q's.
Yes, they have.
And speaking of pee, I believe it was Gene Sarazen who, in a desperate need for relief... chose Clifford Roberts' favorite azalea bush to make his toilet and was scolded by Bobby Jones, who said to Sarazen, quote, Gene, the chairman wants you to slam your old fella in the butler cabin door so as to remember where and when you should make water.
The door.
Yes, the Masters is full of those stories, like the time Craig Stadler lay on the locker room floor and Johnny Miller's amazement was palpable as he began to light his own farts on fire, eventually causing third-degree burns to his rectum and requiring an overnight stay at a local Augusta hospital. And who could forget Billy Casper and Pat Summerall doing belly shots off a giggling Tom Watson as Fuzzy Zeller, dressed in a maid's outfit, suspended himself out of the crow's nest window, screaming, That's what I like about the South. How about the time when Ben Crenshaw, Lee Trevino, and Miller Barber caught a young Phil Mickelson in Butler Cabin watching some of Hootie Johnson's stag films? Which then resulted in an all-night game of Gleaming the Daisy and traumatized a young Mickelson so much that to this day, he is still lactose intolerant.
Oh,
yes,
God.
It's the traditions that matter. Or I should say, yes, it's the traditions that matter. Traditions honed and refined over decades of exclusion and privilege. Traditions that endure. Like all the great ones do, by keeping most of you far away where you can't stink the joint up. Or stink the joint up. And you most certainly can't bring your Uncle Petey to screw things up like he always does. Because no, you and Petey. I know he just ain't right. So now is the time that we gather and watch the best from far away. And we let them do it their way, the old-fashioned way. Which is to say, in the nicest way, as for you, no way. Yes, the moment starts right now. So gather round the magic telly, fill your hand with petroleum jelly, get the snacks and fill your belly, but stay at home, because you are smelly. Get ready, get set, and get bent, because it's time once again for a tradition unlike any other. It's time for the Masters.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
See, our buddy Jim Nance does that perfectly. And I have to stop and start.
He also gets more than one
take. He also gets more money.
He does, and he also gives away his necktie when he's done, and you have no necktie to give.
Isn't that wonderful that he does that for the kids? For the kids who need neckties. Isn't that great?
The struggling youth of today who are going bare-necked. Mike, if you put it in a Ziploc bag, even years later, it still smells of Nance.
Nancy.
You know what? We've met him a few times. He's not a cologne guy. I don't think he has an odor.
I think he's perfect. I think he's the perfect
man.
Well,
in every way.
Absolutely. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy Thursday. Yes, the start of, for us golf fans, the greatest tournament of the year, and then it's over. But we have much.
Do you think this year, Mike, that more people will be interested in the ladies' Masters the way they were more interested in the ladies'
NCAA? You mean
NCAA?
The amateurs that played? Was it the...
No, I'm just making a joke because there are no ladies'
Well,
Masters.
Well, there's the amateur tournament they have with the ladies now. They have that either the week or... Yeah, they have that the week before.
And that's not as much golf as cooking and cleaning,
Jesus
right?
Jesus Christ. You are wound
that's
up.
That's the attitude at
you
Augusta.
You are wound up today. That's Rob Spiewak. Send your letters to him, ladies and gentlemen. We have bigger fish to fry.
North Pole. Yes, we do.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, Rob sent me a soundboard dedicated to this man. And turn that music down because I want to make sure that we get it right here. Let's see. Which is the one? Is that the one? Let me see.
I'm talking about the funky chicken.
No, I'm not doing that one.
He's a king of the whole wide world.
No, I don't like that one either.
That's Elvis.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Preceded by Rufus Thomas.
Recently, Northern Virginia Magazine had a King of the Wings competition. And for the, I believe, 50th year in a row, the winner was show regular and dedicated friend of the Mike O'Mara Show, James Tiberius Cerrito, who is, ladies and gentlemen, once again for 2024, King of the Wings. Let's bring Jimmy in. Let's bring James in. There he is, Lord of the Wings. Look at that. He's doing his own special camera shot.
And is that a cheesesteak hat?
The cheesesteak hat. Gentlemen, good morning.
It's very
That's
handsome.
Cheesesteaks also this year and wings that you have. And you're very excited. Now, this is the dance that you used to do out on the streets of Herndon, correct?
Yes.
You don't do that anymore.
There will be an announcement this morning.
There will. Oh, this morning.
On your show.
Well, you're on now.
On this show?
On my show. Well, you're on my show right now, you mallet head. That's the way it's supposed to work. Go ahead. Lay the announcement on us.
420, not just known for weed enthusiasts, will be the day we celebrate King of the Wings six times. This coming April 20th, Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, you're all invited to Jimmy's. Rob, you're invited to Jimmy's. Let's do it again.
I will be there.
All right, that's the coronation.
We'll be celebrating. We'll be doing the chicken dance to a live accordion player.
Hey, they're so much better than dead ones.
See if he makes it.
Sorry, I was looking for
now, Jimmy.
Yes, Rob. This is rapidly becoming out of control right here. Rob's playing elements. I'm playing elements. Jimmy's on. Yes, go ahead, Rob. You wanted to say something.
I have one question regarding 420. Were you celebrating 420 when we spoke on the phone last night?
No, sir.
Because you were remarkably relaxed. Very relaxed.
I don't celebrate 420 like I used to in my earlier days. I don't have the cookie jar on top of the fridge.
Me, a chicken? I'm no chicken. I say I'm no chicken, son.
I ask Rob on a routine basis, and I think people that have listened to the show for a long time know this, they understand this, that I'd like to get this element or this element. I need a soundboard. Now, usually I get four tops, Rob Spiewak, when he likes to do something, he goes out of his mind. And he went out of his mind for this particular project, labeling you, Jimmy Cerrito, as the king.
He was a king and a god in the world he knew.
Now, this one here. Oh, this I want to play my favorite piece of music for you, Jimmy. I'm sorry, because Rob put the effort in, and I wanted to make sure I got all of them. Rob, you'll probably be surprised at the my favorite piece of music. Here it is.
Okay.
He didn't have it long. Oh, the kids found out that Jimmy had a nickel. Jimmy had a nickel. Jimmy had a nickel.
It's the Jimmy dumbest, had a nickel. Stupidest show in.
It's a hit record from 1928. In, Jimmy had a nickel. One?
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Okay. God. Unbelievable.
Man of means by no means. King of the.
King of the chicken
Jimmy,
wings, you see.
The wings have gone through different changes over the years, correct?
They have gone through changes now that you're
Jimmy, focus. Please try to focus. You are making your own wing sauce now, when for years you used the buffalo sauce from the Anchor Bar. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And who gave you the recipe for your wing sauce?
Our new improved wing sauce, the first ever Jimmy's Old Town Tavern home recipe, came to us from Chef Andre Rush from the White
That's
House.
That's the TV show.
Kitchen Commando on your favorite streaming network, Tubi.
It's the only mic, the only... Oh.
These are your elements, Rob. You're going to have to be patient.
What about Jimmy Crack Corn?
No, I don't have that one.
I don't care.
I were king of the...
So, how you been, James? Now that I got them all in.
You got me.
All of them. I think I got them. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. Top Jimmy, Van Halen, Rob. Thanks. I'm great, Mike, and it's great to be here again. And I think it's every couple months we'll probably win something, and you'll invite me back.
Have you ever added up the amount of free food that you have given Rob Spiewak in his run up there in Northern Virginia between Rob, his family? You know, Rob, his major milestones and celebrations usually take place at your joint.
Right.
A lot of times they do, yeah. It's our favorite place. Robert's favorite place by far.
But we've been doing a lot better since he quit drinking, so that's helping the bottom line.
That's wonderful.
Thank you, Jimmy.
By the way, you don't... And I think it's important to point out right now that you don't have to be an alcoholic to go to Jimmy Cerrito's bar. Mm-hmm. You can go and have a soft drink.
We have non-alcoholic wine.
Yes, it's called grape juice, Mike.
It's very exciting.
It's Chardonnay. Very tasty.
Very, very, very happy for us. And then,
we also have been saving money since Mike moved to Florida.
There you go. Yeah, Siri. And hey, I've slowed down. You know, I will have you know that in honor of your appearance, and people have acknowledged the fact that we are taping earlier now, and we are posting the show earlier now, and it's gotten very, very good reviews, and we're going to continue to do that. So that's something you can look for on a regular basis.
I'm here for the addition.
Okay. Well, no, you're on the regular guest list. And you are the first guest on the new incarnation of the show.
Heck yeah, I am. Damn right.
We're very happy to have you with us today. And I will tell you that based on your appearance today and the fact that we were going early, I did not bowl last night, which is now
is now
the only night of the week where I really – well, it's not that, – that would be a lie. I don't want to lie. I would say that that is the regular night of the week, the most definite night of the week that I will have adult beverages. Oh, and I chose not to because I wanted to be fresh and I wanted to be lively for you. And that wouldn't have happened if I'd gone to bowling because last week bowling happened the day all the upheaval with the show happened. Mm-hmm. And after kind of working things out all day long, Daddy needed a little release. And I didn't bowl well. But I drank well into the third game of the evening. It was a lot of fun. But back to you. No. I know you are a world traveler. I love your daughter, Kelsey. She is just wonderful on social media, tracking with what she is now living in New Zealand. And you and Mo are recently back from a visit down there, correct?
We did go to New Zealand for a couple of weeks in January. It was fantastic. Kelsey, by since you mentioned her, I figured I can't help but point out that she was born on National Chicken Wing Day, July 29th.
He never stops promoting.
Isn't that amazing,
gentlemen? He never stops promoting.
He is truly a great father and a great bar owner. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Birthday became National Chicken Wing Day. Hi, Kelsey. Hi, Owen. They're in New Zealand.
Hi, Kelsey. Owen is her beau.
Owen's her beau, and they are getting ready to leave New Zealand and relocate over to the northeast coast of Australia for 12 months.
Well, tell her to post about it because I love seeing how she's doing and what she's up to. As far as the wings, you are now what would be referred to as a dynasty. You are a dynasty of wings. Yeah. You have won it how many years in a row?
Well, we've been open 27. They've only had this Northern Virginia, thank you, Northern Virginia Magazine. They've had the contest six times. We've been invited
and
to
you
participate
have won
all six.
All six?
Hmm?
You've won
all
six?
All six.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
We have loyal fans.
Can I ask a question, Jimmy, that might be a little sensitive, and you can decline to comment if you like, but I know the reason that one of the main reasons you switched to the new, now superior homemade sauce is the Anchor Bar stopped selling sauce because the Anchor Bar has franchised into this area. How did the Anchor Bar fare in the wing
contest?
Well,
if you go to the chart.
Yes.
I can't see.
No,
it.
No, I'm gonna point it out.
Yeah, he's gonna read it.
So Jimmy's is here.
Right, number one.
So we made it through five rounds. These are like the March Madness brackets.
Yeah.
Here comes the king. Here comes the
big. The Anchor Bar is here. And they didn't make it to there.
Wow.
Oh, that's sad. So they didn't even.
They didn't get out of the first round, and it's.
I'm
talking about the funky chicken.
That is really.
I was hoping. I was hoping the Anchor Bar would go all the way to the finals, and we could go head to head in the finals.
There you go, because they were all pissy with their recipe, didn't they? Right.
What happened quickly? What happened was they always allowed me and supported me to use their wing sauce from day one.
Right.
And then when they franchised, I got the cease and desist letter. From an attorney in Buffalo,
bastards.
Seven pages, letting me know that I could no longer advertise or promote their wing sauce.
By the way, I don't do this for any other reason than Jimmy's a buddy. If you happen to be in the Northern Virginia area, just outside of Washington, D.C., there's a little tavern in Herndon.
There is a tavern in the town.
I think I got them all, Rob. I think I used them all.
You are like Picasso.
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, located in the heart of a town referred to as Herndon, Virginia, where, incidentally, here's trivia for you, I began
your first job.
My commercial radio career at a little radio station called WOHN, and Jimmy's Old Town Tavern is a classic old-style tavern, and Jimmy is there 13% of the time during the year, and you might be able to bump into him and enjoy in wings, beef on weck, the best cheesesteaks because he's won that competition as well. And, I'm proud of you. And he's also – yes,
Mike,
go ahead, Rob.
Don't forget the Jimchos. Everything on the menu is delicious.
Yeah, had to get that in there. Are they really called Jimchos?
Not my idea. It wasn't my idea.
Whose idea was it to call the nachos Jim Chos?
It might have been Maureen's. I don't know.
Pre-wine, post-wine, during wine.
1996.
1996. That is wonderful.
It was
Jimmy, top of the mountain.
You know what? It's really cool to have long-term relationships with people. And Jimmy goes back before I even owned a bar in the Northern Virginia area. And Jimmy gave me a tour of his establishment. I love telling this story, where he showed me every single element. And this is back before he started even his first remodel, and his place was much smaller. And he had a tiny, microscopic kitchen where he doled out the food like nobody's business. And he had this wonderful crew in there. And at the very end of the tour, Jimmy takes out a dollar bill. And he says, if you're lucky, well, that's a five. If you're lucky,
inflation,
you'll make a dollar. And if you're really lucky, and he took it and he took a little strip off the end, this is how much profit you will make. Jimmy, with inflation being what it is, with costs of food, the state of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, you've expanded a lot. You've increased your space. Don't you own your building now? Isn't that you own the building it's in? What is the state of the union as far as Jimmy's Old Town Tavern right now?
The state of the union is we do great, just like every restaurant in America. You do great until January, February, early March. It's a true dip in sales. You just watch your bank account fall way, way down, and you just say, come on, St. Patrick's Day. Come on, nice weather.
After the holiday.
Why is it? Because, I mean, I know the holidays are a big time, but you would think cold weather, not a lot to do outside. Why is it such a substantial dip January, February, March? Do you know?
Traditions, you know, New Year's resolution. Let's quit drinking.
Yeah, New Year's resolutions. People don't want to go out.
Makes sense.
They just rock and roll through the holidays.
Save money. My credit card bills, ginormous. Like, we can't go out. We're eating at home from now on.
That's
all
it.
That stuff.
That's the way.
And you see it go down. Yeah.
And how was your St. Patty's Day this year?
Glorious, thank God. Glorious.
Oh, I love to hear that, man, because that's where I would be after my ill-fated endeavor went down the proverbial toilet. I was
pin.
A regular. I went. What's
I had
that?
Your pin.
Yeah, you do. You do. And you got rid of the sign, though, right? You got that.
No, it's in the garage. You want to see it?
You still have the sign?
I don't know what to do with it.
I saw it.
Oh,
yeah, I saw it over the summer.
Man, I'll never have a big enough space to use it myself. But boy, I would love to have that.
Might turn it into a snowboard.
Yeah, or multiple snowboards, Jimmy. There were two signs. There was the outside sign for O'Mara's Pub, and then there was the inside sign. You have the inside large. You have the outside sign?
No.
I got that
the outside
one. That sat the out on
huge
the corner.
One.
Really? The one that hung up?
No, it was like on the ground out by the road.
Okay. You still have that?
Yeah. It's probably, Jimmy, am I missing? It's probably 10 feet wide.
Oh, yeah.
About four
it's
feet high.
Than Warren's car.
And it's got the post.
$5,000. It cost $5,000 when I bought it. Now, probably there are people now that are talking to me and laughing their ass off because inflation has changed things so much. But that was a lot of money when we were a startup back in the day. And Jimmy's bar was across town. He lived closer to my joint. Then he lived to his joint. So, you know, we'd go back and forth a lot. And there have been some amazing times. You had a picture the other day of our friend from Los Angeles, Rick Hostley. Yeah. He's not living in L.A. anymore.
No, he lives L.A. and Northern Virginia. He goes back and forth.
And Rich was the guy that we rode to Sturgis with. And so, and Jimmy's been down here. Jimmy drove my motorcycle back when I had
a
motorcycle.
We got a history, man.
We've ridden motorcycles up to Laconia that we named Rainconia.
When the bikes tipped over because, in the U-Haul.
Oh, God, because it rained every effing day, that we were going up to New Hampshire. And it was finally when we got up there, it was still pouring. Yeah. And we decided that we would put the motorcycles in a U-Haul. Yeah. And rent a truck to trailer them back, and they were not secured properly, and we literally pulled out of the parking lot, and we heard a thump.
One of the scariest 10 seconds of my life was when they put the ramp on the back of the U-Haul.
Yeah.
And
like a single ramp,
A
single
ramp that about 2 feet wide, and they said, just ride your motorcycles up that ramp right into the back of the U-Haul.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We had to needle the motorcycles up the ramp, and we got them in. But in your relief, apparently, when it was time to secure the motorcycles inside the U-Haul, something went terribly wrong, and we damaged both our bikes, right?
Yes. But we, you and I, did not tie them in. The pro from U-Haul.
Oh, the pro did. That's right, that nad.
And I was saying, no.
My God, really? I always thought.
No, you need to put a cable over here. You need to put a cable. And I've done this a million times. I got my own Harley. Just let me do it. Remember?
Well, you know, this joint is so much fun. And we've had listeners from all over the country. Some people all over the world have visited. Rob, you're the more regular of Jimmy's. And you get in there much more often because I don't get back to the area at all. And you've been there and lots of changes have happened at Jimmy's, right?
It's amazing with the new dining room. And also the beer garden is the best. And I guess that now that we're doing the springtime thing, to be able to go out and have a Coca-Cola out there in the beer garden, and it's dog friendly, which I love. Great dogs come by. You've got the ring game, which is always fun to watch people that aren't drinking Coca-Colas try to think they can swing the ring onto the hook. One time, I forget what our occasion was, is we challenged you to it, but you didn't know we had tied a small loop in the string, so it didn't reach. And he kept saying, I don't know what the problem is. We made it impossible for you. But it is better and more fun than ever. And it's a lot of people, they do what they call like the Mike O'Mara Show field trip or tour of Washington, D.C. And it's drive by and see our old studio or go to the Peking Gourmet. But the one place they always stay and eat and have a great time is Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, because it's an environment. It's so nice.
So anything exciting and new, because we've been talking about how wonderful we love your joint. Anything new going on? Anything in the future? What's happening at the Old Town Tavern?
We are currently under construction because this is Northern Virginia. So there's got to be some orange cones somewhere. Right. You will find orange cones in the beer garden as we speak.
What are you building?
Our good friend Chuck Brown, the contractor, is built.
He's still alive?
Yeah, he's rocking it. He's great.
Wow.
Mike, what a pleasant way to regard
him. He is out there with his crew building a pavilion in our beer garden, which will be a shelter over the stage area for, you know, the bands and the private parties where Rob had Rob Jr.'s graduation party.
Is
the mayor going to do the do they have a new mayor?
I'm sure she'll be there. And Lisa Merkel is, you know what? She loves coming in every day with her husband sitting at the corner of the bar and drinking wine.
But she's not the new mayor. Who's the new mayor?
Her name is Sheila. So Herndon is ran by women. H-E-R.
So it's Sheila is the mayor. All right. And you have a good relationship with her?
Sure. Yep. Been a regular since we opened.
Everybody's staying out of your way
That's
there?
Great.
Letting you run your business the way you want to?
Yeah, things are going good. Our Memorial Day party's coming up. I'll always extend the offer if you and the family want to come up. And I got two motorcycles out in the garage.
Oh, wow.
Just sitting right there.
Come on up.
I'm not inviting you, Rob. Not on a bike.
You can do this. No. But, Mike, you should come up for that. And then that day we can do the show in my basement.
That's very exciting. Nothing. You know what? That sounds like... No, I don't think I'm going to...
Why don't you come up on 420, Mike?
420? Yeah, I'll smoke a big fatty. I'll have, I'll be totally stoned and then ride the motorcycle.
The last time I celebrated 420 was in New Orleans, not too long ago.
Last year, right?
After a full day of day drinking with Rob and the missus.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
I remember
didn't we have a show that night?
The show was the night before.
Oh, okay.
It was the day after the show. And Jimmy, all day.
Miserable.
All he said was, what was the name of that hamburger place that was just outside of the core? There's a legendary hamburger place.
Neither one of you going to remember it because you're both drinking heavily. That's why.
Bad.
Mike, I was not. I was not. But
was that post-alcohol you?
Yeah. Mike, remember, I was sober in New Orleans. Not easy.
That's right. I get it. That's right.
So he kept talking about how great this place was.
Couldn't wait.
I'm going to see you there at noon. Can't wait. Tomorrow at noon, get a text from about 11:52. Can't make it.
Yeah.
I just can't make it. You were mixing chemicals,
Mike,
Jimmy.
I got to tell you,
smart.
I haven't smoked anything in a long time. But I was talked.
Congratulations.
I was talked into edibles in New Orleans. Have a couple.
Oh, you were.
Right. Like gummy bears.
Was that, do you do that now with any kind of, you know, it's not a big deal anymore. Everybody's doing that now. So, I mean, do you do that on a regular basis?
No. It was the only time I ever had edibles, and I was told, well, I just did 5, and I'm barely feeling it. So here's 4, Jimmy.
Oh, boy.
And you got way high?
Well, I said, well, 4 might be too many. Let me take 3 and see how it goes, and I'll work my way up to 5. And I would really like to thank Chef Marty for these gummy bears, because
Chef Marty.
Love you, Marty. Love you, bro.
Is that your chef?
Oh, yeah.
Chef Marty? That's why.
He's in the documentary, isn't he? In the in your Kitchen Commando documentary?
So is he still smoking?
Yeah. Huh?
Is he still smoking?
Oh. He's a chef. He works in the kitchen at Jimmy's.
It's a prerequisite. You have to smoke cigarettes to do that.
It's what makes the ribs taste so good, Mike.
This is the best cheesesteak.
The one.
Best cheesesteak I've ever had. There you go. Yum, yum.
All right. So my one night on Bourbon Street, and Mike O'Mara listeners everywhere, it was a Mike O'Mara party, and I just kept telling everybody, I'll be out until 2 in the morning. Let's do this. I'll be out all night, up and down the boulevard. I passed out at that burger joint at 7 p.m.
Oscar and Rob lingered longer after the show at the House of Blues. I just think it's important to explain this once in a while that, well, Rob knows this. Rob, you know, I give and I give and I give. Yes.
Mike, you give, and you keep giving, and then you give some more.
I was just totally tapped. Felt a little flourish when I had that, and I didn't make it to the second location. It just it was about a 3-hour event with the post and the pre and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. But you guys hung out, and Jimmy is an ambassador for the show, and I appreciate you doing that.
Yes.
When you go out, you've been out all over the country when we've done our stuff. You've been along there with us. You're part of the deal.
I take over for you when you go to your hotel. I stay up and mingle.
When I go to my hotel and I eat cashews, that's all I do. Hey, you know what? Speaking of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, and Jimmy, don't say anything during this because you might mess it up. We have a person that we haven't identified all week long, known as the great and powerful Oz, and I am curious, just very briefly, Oz, have you ever had an opportunity to dine at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern?
No. I haven't had the chance yet. Hopefully soon.
That's the great regular. That's there every day.
That's the great and powerful.
Mike, who was that?
The great and powerful Oz. Yes, we are using the finest in technology. Yeah, there are a lot of moving parts to this show now.
Sounds like some of the people that come in during the day shift.
It's like the kids have taken over the candy store right now. Oz, Oz, when you get to the Northern Virginia area, you'll have to sample Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. I recommend it highly.
Can't wait. Looking forward to those wings.
I hope we have enough wings for you, Oz.
There you go. That's Oz.
Follow the yellow brick road right to Herndon.
Very, very excited.
Yeah, thank
All right,
you,
so
Oz.
There it is. Think of the wings. James.
Yes.
Almost time to say goodbye to you. I want to ask you, coming up, you've got the Memorial Day ride. What's the special this weekend? Isn't there always a food special this particular weekend?
We always do the Friday night fish fry. Always a headache. We always do prime rib on Saturday.
There's the sound of the fish right there. That's the sound of the fish.
When the Pope was in town about 6 years ago, didn't he come by for the fish
fry? He had the gym shows.
Okay.
On a Friday night during Lent, couldn't believe it.
What's the fish that you use in the food? Is it still carp?
Whatever is coming out of Lake Manassas this Thursday afternoon.
I got the third eye. I got the. It's a Homer Simpson fish. That's what we got with that. Man, you are such a good buddy, and congratulations on the wings. They are the best wings you will ever eat. And my wife, that's her favorite food. If she goes out for anything, she loves her wings. Carla loves her wings, and she loves them at Jimmy's. And I am proud of you once again. Not only wings, but cheesesteaks. It's Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. You are the greatest. And what does it say? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, voters.
Thank you, TMS Nation.
That is a very, very elaborately printed sign that Jimmy put
Mike,
together.
Mike, that sign cost $5,000.
Very, very nice. Congratulations, King. We will see you down the road. Ladies and gentlemen,
Thank
Jimmy Cerrito.
Thank you.
And,
I love Brian. I love Kelsey.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Love
so long,
all.
Jimmy. Goodbye.
Bye, Jimmy.
Go Bills. All right. And the opening of the NFL when he has a million people from Buffalo at his joint. We have to.
You know, there's always something going on there.
Yes, there is. That's always something going on at Jimmy's. Always a pleasure. We survived that opening segment, and we will have the round table coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And then later on in the show, more parenting advice, because I have to ask Rob and our listeners something about my son. Maybe I'm approved. We'll be right back, everybody.
All right.
I'm drinking it right now. With warm weather running wild, you need hydration that keeps up with every moment. A single stick of Liquid IV, ladies and gentlemen, makes ordinary hydration into extraordinary hydration. With three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus eight vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, Liquid IV does it all in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners, non-GMO, and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Try white peach, green grape, or the one I'm drinking this morning, lemon lime.
Oh, that's your favorite.
Well, it's a tie.
You love
I like
lemon
the peach
lime
as well. Actually, I love them all.
Yeah.
And you will too. Just tear, pour, and live more. Oh, that's new. I like that.
Nice,
it's a
right?
zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Oh, flip it! That's not right. That is. Look at the crack, and he hit the wrong button.
You know, I've got more things to play today than you, and I did it right.
I know. I grazed the wrong pad on the.
A lot
the
of things pad. Moving on the show today, ladies and gentlemen, and we start today with Madonna. Now, Rob, I know you have access to this video. I would love, if possible, to play the video if you think it's appropriate. Not appropriate, but if you think it's worthy of the show on tomorrow's
all
bonus
right.
show. Because apparently
okay,
it's
yeah,
got
we'll
some
find
cussing
it.
In it. If you happen to be on the staff at a venue where Madonna is performing,
Madonna.
Here is a warning for you. She does not like air conditioning. In fact, during a show in Miami over the weekend, if I'd only known. I would have gone right across
yeah.
the alley, I could have seen her. She actually stopped her show because they kept the air conditioning running. You know, when you get old, Rob, the blood thins. And,
yes.
and the you know, you wear a parka when it's 80 degrees.
Mike, do you remember our engineer, Bear?
Yeah, I remember Bear Gransville Jones.
Yeah, exactly. He used to do a lot of engineering work at venues around D.C., and Aretha Franklin had it written into her contract, no air conditioning at the venue.
Because she, at the time, I'm sure, was a little longer in the tooth, too, probably.
Yeah, and she I think they think it hurts their throat.
Yeah.
You know, I think it dries out
That's
the throat.
That's probably what it is. So here's the deal with Madonna. She said, quote, "You don't know how much I've been waiting for this whole effing show. I'm working my ass off." The artificial ass, as we've seen before.
Yeah.
"I deserve it. Respect me. The show will not go on until you respect me." She also reportedly said, quote, "I also worked very hard because I am a mother and I am an artist and I am a queen." Yes.
I will always
be. Now, if I heard Madonna saying that, I'd be putting my hands together. I'd be applauding that. That, to me, would be part of the show. Madonna also stopped her final Miami show on Tuesday night, but for a different reason, to pay tribute to the victims of the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting. We'll have the video of her meltdown, hopefully, on the bonus show, if it's worthy, you know?
Yes. Now, Mike, also, not a great day for Madonna. You know who came out against Madonna
Who's
yesterday?
That?
Valerie Bertinelli,
why?
America's sweetheart. She was asked if she would ever go see, and I was going to use this in the flip side, but I'll play it here because it fits. She was asked, Valerie Bertinelli, if she would ever go see Madonna in concert, which I think is a pretty easy question. I would, given the chance, I'd see her in the same. She said no.
Well, I would love to see her, but I like when people get on stage on time. I love her. She's brilliant. She deserves every good thing coming to her. But I really like when bands say they're going to be on at 9 and they actually go on stage at 9. Like Taylor Swift, she actually has a clock, counts down. She is on time. I don't want to know how long I'm going to be sitting in the arena before I see the person I paid to see.
I agree. I'm with Valerie all
I
the way.
I do too. I actually
yeah,
do.
Yeah, and I mean,
yeah.
it's just, that's the diva factor, I think. It's probably SOP for
yeah.
Madonna to do that. So I'm on Team Bertinelli on that one. In her upcoming thriller, Never Let Go, Halle Berry plays a mom living off the grid and trying to protect her two sons from some kind of evil after an apocalyptic event. How many movies in the last 5 years have been post-apocalyptic? How many? Huh?
Yeah. Almost all the Melissa McCarthy movies.
She went a little method acting for the part. She says, quote, There was no electricity, no lights. My character skinning squirrels, and they're eating bugs and frogs, raw frogs, in the woods. It was a challenge. She adds, quote, I had to really skin a squirrel. Now, this falls into the category of how tough is it to be an actor? Okay, you're skinning a squirrel, right. But the squirrel's dead, and okay, I get it. You know, these things wildly challenged me, she said, to create some reality within this world that felt so foreign. That's actor speak 101, isn't it? It really, really is.
It is. Now, was the squirrel the kind of squirrel that goes around in a police car?
No, that's the squirrel that buys like an old Crown Victoria with the light on the side.
Didn't have to skin
and they're
him.
Now primarily the squirrels I see are now Dodge Chargers. Those are what they use.
Yeah.
I still love to have one, especially out on the super slab. Route 75.
You hated the ride, Mike. You hated the suspension.
No word on whether the bugs and frogs were real, but that would be pretty gross. Never Let Go hits theaters on September 27th, and I still love Halle Berry. I do.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner would consider returning to Yellowstone to give his character John Dutton a proper send-off. He says, quote, I'd like to be able to do it, but we haven't been able to. Maybe this will circle back to me. By the way, does anyone know when is Yellowstone going to come back at all?
Are we 2030.
Very exciting. He says, of course, feeling really comfortable would probably include patching things up with creator Taylor Sheridan. Quote, I've kind of had my own fantasy how Dutton's final arc might be, but that's Taylor's thing. That's what Kevin Costner said. I said that much to him a while back. I had thoughts on how it could happen, but we just have to see. I just think it's so highly unprofessional when people that you know that we love to watch on television or listen to on the radio let personal squeamish problems get in the way of being a pro. Give the people what they want. I think it's ridiculous. Just get out there and do it.
You just want your content. That's all.
That's all I want. Screwed that up because I was nervous about it. I really was. I was nervous about even talking about it. But anyhow, Oz, how you doing? You doing okay over there?
Yeah, thinking about the squirrel and bugs. Maybe on the next trip to Jimmy's.
Thank you very much. That's it. That's Oz doing shtick. Ladies and gentlemen, let's move on, shall we?
Please.
All right. I'm old. You know that. I don't keep it a secret. I don't care about keeping it a secret. You're as young as you feel. And now here are a few more signs that you're old. All right?
I have
15.
All right.
You drive by a nice house and say, that's a nice house.
I did it yesterday.
You cut your juice with water because everything's too sweet these days.
Doesn't
fall into that care? I don't do that.
No, I add sugar.
I don't drink juice. I don't drink a lot of juice unless it's in some restaurant somewhere.
Hey, Mike, what about moo juice? It's good to
have a glass of milk
every
once in a while. Warm, right before bed.
Sure.
You never told a server, please give my compliments to the chef. You've told a server, please give my compliments to the chef.
I have.
Well, you did that since you were 16, probably. Number 12, you've recently said, how do you work this dang thing? I was watching Rob do it earlier today on the show. You were doing that, weren't you?
I'm trying my best, Mike. Trying to be like the kids.
Yeah, do it a little better. You've leave the plastic on things to keep them new. Never will.
No.
Won't do it. That is old lady in Queens, New York to me. That's the way that goes. Anybody do it in your family?
No, I don't think so. And as a matter of fact, you know what? As soon as I buy an album, I take the plastic off. I hate seeing them wrapped up.
Do you think that as far as a value of shelf life, is something that will be done or not done when you're liking a record? You go to the record store all the time.
Yeah, I think that the only thing that really would preserve the value is if it had hype stickers on it.
What are hype stickers?
Like hype stickers like the new record from Taylor Swift or something like that they put inside the plastic. I try to save those if I can, but I don't see any. If it's an open record, having plastic on it is not going to.
I think this
is
talking more about the furniture and putting stuff
around
the house.
I hate plastic on furniture.
Number 10 is you know exactly where your heating pad is. Guilty. I know with all my issues. I know where it is. I could tell you where it is right now. It's in the.
It's under your ass right now.
No,
right?
it's on my genitals. Right there. Or as they like to go on our number one prep service, my junk.
Mike, is it there but not
70-year-old men saying junk. Where's your junk? Number nine, you start conversations with strangers in public. Guilty. I've done it.
Yeah, I do it.
This is the time when I kind of read the story and you fill in the blank. That's how.
I was going to say I have absolutely done that.
Okay, just checking.
It's good passing.
You've recently stood outside a store in the morning waiting for it to open.
I've never done that. Have. Yeah. Never.
You've stood outside Costco before 10 a.m., haven't you?
No, never at Costco. One time, some years ago, I did drive by the liquor store, and there was too long of a line, so I decided not to do it. I've waited outside for the opening of a theme park.
But you've never, like, had a particular item where you said, I want to get there?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's the other guy. Number seven, you watch the local news every night. Bonus points if you say things like, what's this world's coming to? Do you watch local news every night?
Every morning, not at night.
That probably
counts.
So. Probably similar.
Yeah,
number
six,
you judge parents if their kid isn't wearing a jacket. Like, it's April. That kid should really have a jacket on.
Don't care.
You don't care. I don't either.
Don't care about that.
I don't fall into that category. Number five, you use your speakerphone for most of your calls. She's younger than me, but she does it. Carla, and I hate it. I hate it.
I will do it if I'm at home and there's no one around, but I'll never do it in a public
place.
Carla
is now calling the great and powerful Oz like 70 times a day, which she uses it on the speakerphone, and for some reason, it just makes me uncomfortable.
Is his voice altered on the speakerphone?
Will she say, I don't know what he did. Speakerphone, can you say hello, Carla?
Hello, Carla.
Yeah, that's exactly how it sounds to me. Number four, you can't stand or sit without making some sort of noise. That's BS. I don't know about that one.
I probably make a noise.
Number three,
stand
you
up.
Snap your fingers when you're trying to remember something.
No.
I don't do that either.
No.
Number two, you still print your boarding pass just in case.
I do.
Do you really?
I do. I do, yeah.
Do you do the same thing with tickets for concerts or do you use your phone?
Yeah. I will go to a movie or a concert or an airplane. I will have it on my phone, but I'll also have a hard copy.
You go to more concerts than I do. Don't the certain venues now require that it's done digitally without paper?
Well, no. What they'll do is they will scan a QR code.
Yeah, but I know that with the Everblades, I'm almost 1,000% sure that the games that we have down here, you bring your phone and they don't do the paper thing, I think, but I could be wrong.
Most of the concerts I go to, you just have to bring a can of food.
Thank you. And number one, you eat antacids like Pepsid AC or Tums Like Candy.
No, I don't. I don't have trouble with the heartburn.
All right. Well, that's it. That's how things.
So I'm only medium old.
Thank you. Medium old is fine. Finally, today, the world's oldest man says the secret Rob Spiewak of his long life is luck and moderation and fish and chips, just like Jimmy serves every Friday.
Hey, yes.
Englishman John Alfred Tenniswood. Would you like to guess his age?
World's oldest man? Is he 82?
111.
I missed it, but I was under, 82. So...
He's been confirmed as the new holder of the title by Guinness. It follows the death of the Venezuelan record holder Juan Vicente Perez. This I hate it when they do the three, and it's like on one side of the column. Juan Vicente Perez.
Well, you know why Perez finally passed away? He was waiting for his kids to die.
He was 114 when he died, by the way.
That's so old. I would not want to be that
Gisaburo Sanobi from Japan was the next longest lived. He died March 31st at 112. So that makes this guy, Alfred Tenniswood, the oldest living man. He was presented with a certificate by Guinness World Records on Thursday at the care home. I love British speak. I think we're going to move grandfather into the care home, where he lives in Southport in northwest England. The retired accountant and great-grandfather said moderation was a key to healthy life. My father used to say, Rob Spiewak, moderation in all things, including moderation, which I think is fun.
Very wise man.
He never smokes.
Very wise man.
He rarely drinks and follows no special diet apart from a fish and chip supper once a week. Here's his quote. I'm sorry. if you drink too much or you eat too much or you walk too much, if you do too much of anything, you're going to suffer eventually. That's what he told the Guinness Book of World Records. But ultimately, he said, it's pure luck. You either live long or you live short and you can't do much about it. He sounds chill. He sounds like a chill guy.
He does. You know? Sounds like he might already
well,
be dead.
It actually, I think, diminishing your stress and not caring and just being mellow is probably one of the keys to long life. It's why I'm going to die next Thursday. That's the way it looks.
I've already prepared a eulogy. We'll
the
be good.
World's
we'll be
oldest woman, oldest living person also, is Maria Brañas Morera of Spain. She is 117 years old.
Wow, 117, Mike, and still loves the
Michael
Yes, she
Mayer does. Show. Womb to the tomb. That's what we call it on this show, ladies and gentlemen. Womb to the tomb. I have a level of discomfort with my son. I want everybody to be on their best behavior when I discuss it.
All right.
There's only one person I'm doing the show with, so he knows who he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I'll be
careful. I'll try to talk about it when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Fuel your peak performance with 4 Wellness.
What was that
word?
Fuel.
The ultimate functional food brand. 4 Wellness, founded by a guy that's at the Masters this week, Phil Mickelson, and renowned performance coach Dave Phillips. It's a game-changing performance coffee supplement. You can elevate your brew with just one scoop for enhanced focus, reduced caffeine jitters, increased collagen, and fat-burning support. 4 Wellness makes it easy to integrate high-quality, functional ingredients into your daily routine. Plus, with a risk-free 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Unleash your full potential with 4 Wellness because your body and your mind deserve the best. So, if you drink coffee, it's time to give 4 Wellness a try. Head to 4wellness.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 25% off your order. Again, that's 4wellness.com/TMOS for 25% off. And make sure you use our promo code so they know that we sent you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I have not done any kind of dive online about this because I just haven't. But
do you do, if you have a parenting issue, do you sometimes do an online
dive? When
I
have any issue, I will usually try to, you know, investigate it and research it.
Yeah, I've always found anything, all parenting advice is usually a little shallow, inaccurate, because it's, they're so case by case. I don't think you can
chat
paint with
groups
broad strokes
are useless
stuff.
To me. When you have a technical question whether you're doing a DIY project and you go on and there are 15 answers, including people that will volunteer that they don't know either, which is about as useless as something you can have. This concerns my son, who I have to say is very comfortable in his own skin. Comfortable to the point of, you know, at the routine. This is so awkward for me to talk about. That's why I'm closing my eyes. The evening routine, whether he's playing football, whether he's going to his baseball lesson. He's actually getting pitching coaches right now that are working with him.
Oh, cool.
And in the evening, the drill is take a shower. At the end of the day, he's a 10-year-old boy.
Right.
He gets that 10-year-old, you know, thing going. And
also, he probably doesn't have the time management skills to shower
well,
in the morning.
Well, and he will on occasion if he feels like he needs it to feel better, which is cool. It's very mature in my
mind. Yeah, that is.
However.
That is.
He has taken to getting out of the shower in the evening, and shower's usually the last thing before bed. And he will parade around, and he's naked, and then he'll
literally in the all together, no towel,
in
nothing,
the raw birthday suit, naked, the whole thing, and then he'll walk over and he'll start talking to his mom. And last night he rolls out, he's got his towel, and I see him sitting on the couch with his twig and berries, and I'm like, you know, put something on for the love of God. It's that I think the line of people are going to say I'm too uptight. But I don't know. I just feel like, you know, this is the time.
I know this, yes. Mike. This is learned behavior.
Yes. I can, well, look, everybody knows that in your domicile, you're occasionally going to do a dash to a closet or something.
Gotcha.
When you, yeah, when you're naked. I
go out to get the paper.
I went. Carla told me today to load some water bottles into the back of her car, and I went out with this top and my BVDs outside. It was dark, and I did that. I've walked the dog in my underwear before. Not walked the dog. I've taken the dog out into the backyard. Nobody's up.
Okay, well, nobody's your backyard up. Offers some privacy. Yeah, that's
but
fine.
But the nudity factor. Did you ever... And I don't think Julia would apply to this because girls are different as far as they
right.
the way they do that. Unless, of course, I'm dating myself now. Unless, of course, you're Elkie Summer, who lived naked, who walked naked through her house all the time. Did you ever have any issues?
No.
I didn't know. I didn't.
Mike, I'm sorry. You know what? We're not prudish. But we are private.
Would you ever say to your kids, put something on, please? Did you ever say that?
I never had to. Well, you see, this goes way back to when we were living with my grandfather. Julia was little. Like, I don't even know if we had Robert yet. So she could have been like, 2 years old, maybe even a little younger. And we'd bathe her literally in the tub downstairs. Yeah. And when she'd get out, she'd love to run out of the bathroom to her bedroom, yeah, but she'd be naked. And Big Daddy, my grandfather, hated it.
Because he was a prude.
Hated it. Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah. Very, very old school. And he never yelled at the kids, but he would yell at her.
Would he ever vocalize how much it bothered him to see nudity?
Well, this is what he'd do. He'd yell at her, and not all the way kidding, Jaybird! Jaybird! Meaning naked as a Jaybird. And it was like the only time there
dementia,
was any...
That wasn't early dementia, was it, by any chance?
No, it was
but he wouldn't say, Jaybird, put something on.
No, but it was indicated that made him unhappy. And so I come from, and I'm thinking about even growing up, we were always a family that wore clothes all the time.
It's not like
we,
it's not like.
I know you're not like on Real Sex 23.
No, he doesn't spend the day, but I am to the point where, and I'm not throwing her under the bus here, but I believe that Mrs. O'Mara has a more liberal view of this than I do. And quite frankly, I think Mrs. O'Mara should have a less liberal view. And it's just like...
Have you talked to her about it?
I have expressed, as I did last night, my displeasure with, looking over there. And she'll... He's done the thing where he'll come in the middle of... the middle of the living room, and he'll like put his arms up like this,
flex?
And he'll dance,
yeah,
make it
now.
Being silly. But I don't think that's something.
Is that recent or is that a couple years ago?
He's been doing it for a while now,
so it's shtick to him.
It's funny to him. It's not. This is not
because,
anything.
Is it,
don't make this pervy or any because it's not.
No,
I'm not
trying to.
But I'm just talking to the listening audience.
Does he do it to make you laugh, or does he take joy in your discomfort with it?
He totally and completely takes joy in my discomfort. Absolutely.
So
and by the way,
he does
it on the
like
front and on the back, too, where he'll twerk, you know, and I'm like, stop it, put something on, go. Yeah, now that that's why I bring it up to you, because you've identified something. Yes, my discomfort is part of the show, when it comes to this.
He loves it. He loves that. Now, the thing that troubles me, I think the most troubling thing you said is that he's sitting naked on the couch. That's not good for the couch. But if you can...
No, it's just right out of the shower. He's clean. Are you talking what? He's going to poop poop the couch?
No,
you're disgusting. That's nasty. No. See, I knew you'd get gross.
Okay.
That's not true.
That's not right. Gross. It's just
no,
my
he's doing it because I think they
Mike.
Know. I think both of them probably know that it ramps me up a little bit. And, you know, it's the elderly father thing where they come out and they do that. Mm. And
you should pull him. I would handle it this way if it's of any interest to you. I'd pull him aside and say, hey, buddy, I know this is something that you do, but you're 10 and you're getting to be a man now. And it's going from being a funny thing that you
I like
do
your parenting
that kind of, you know, teases
Rob,
me.
I really do. I like, I respect it.
But I'd say, you know, it's becoming really, and I guess he can handle this word, it's becoming inappropriate. Yeah. And it's not something we need to foster. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's
I know how I'm going to do it. I'll say, if you do that again, I'm going to take a picture of you and I'm going to, you know, no, that's disgusting too.
What, put it on the internet?
Go to jail.
God, Mike, you're going to get a sign in your yard. Don't do that.
I'll speak to him. I'll speak to him. It's now I should say during this discussion that it is totally and completely innocent. It is.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
It is disturbing me. And I think Mrs. O'Mara, I probably articulated to her that I think the time has come.
If you appeal to him as being a factor of growing up and maturing, that's not something that a young man his age should do. He's a mature kid. I think he'll grab onto that.
I had a relationship with a person who will go nameless, who showed me pictures that were supposed to be cute of her in the tub with her dad, and both of them giggling and grinning. And she was 22.
That's not right.
Like maybe 9.
That's
wrong.
You know
wrong.
What, Mike? What do they say in the movie Arthur? Bathing
is a lonely business. I brought you aspirins. Well, do you need to throw up? I'm going to throw up if we keep talking about this, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break. And then 5 things not to do when you get pulled over. I've always been very, very aware of these strategies, and usually it's what can help you. This is what you shouldn't do ever under any circumstance. And I still have forgotten that name of those people that do it down here. We'll be right back.
La, la, la,
da, la, da, da, did you know that 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime? Get ahead of it with Nutrafol, a clinically tested hair growth supplement for men. You can purchase it online with no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. We have seen it work. It's the real deal. Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Yes, I will talk to my son this evening about that.
Good, good. And I think, you know what? I've had lengthy conversations with your son. I think he'll talk to that. He's fun
he knows
to talk
what's going
to.
On.
Smart
and,
kid.
And got a big game this weekend and maybe practice tonight if we don't have the gates of hell opening up with the storm system that's coming through.
Now, is tonight one of the naked practices?
Yes, it's all nude. Skins and shirts, as they like to call it, at the football practice, you know.
Yes, it gives a new,
wasn't it
new meaning to the word Pop
wasn't it
Warner.
Buzz where they used to swim naked?
Yeah, exactly. Never harmed him.
Let's move on. You have something that's informative for the average criminal out there right now.
Well, I do okay as a rule. This comes from Fox News, but I believe it anyway. One of my big things is I get so flipped out when I get pulled over.
That's why I drive really 38 miles per hour on like major highways.
You never complain, Mike, when I'm giving you a ride.
I said you know to what? You I'm when nice. I the last time I was up there.
Yes.
I drove with you. And
yes, it was for Mark's
did I
funeral,
not compliment your driving ability?
Yes, and the next day, did I not flip
you
my
did.
Car? So,
but well, would it be safe to...
I'm a cautious driver.
Would it be safe to say that in your formative days as an intern of the Don and Mike show, before we began, at the very beginning of our 32-year relationship, you...
That's a sarcastic clap, and I do not appreciate it.
Hold on. Let me see. I've got the claps. God, there's so much stuff I have today.
Mike, you should see a doctor.
Sorry about that.
Better. I'll take that.
In the early days, you used to have an issue with drive. Did you or not? I mean, I'm curious. Did you not when you were a young driver?
I think that it was always overblown. I was never like a significantly under the speed limit guy. Might have been a speed limit guy. I have gone excessively fast.
That's when the cop came up to your window and said, "Why are you driving so slowly?" And you answered by saying,
"I got nowhere else to go."
Mike, the first time I got pulled over was by a patrolman. He was walking.
A patrolman?
That's how slow I was driving.
Sounds like when you say patrolman, it sounds like they have the round light on top of their car, like in Mayberry.
Well, no, Mike, I'm saying that he was a guy on foot. It was a slow driving joke.
Guy, thank you.
A patrolman, yes. But as far as being pulled over, I really hate it more than the average person. I think it's because I'm not good with authority. Never have been. I think it's one of the greatest sources of funny is when the authority figure.
You're anti-authority. Mm-hmm.
I am. Because of that, the cop totally has you. So here are some things you should consider when and if you are pulled over. There are five tips here. This one I can agree with. Don't wait to pull over. If you see flashing lights behind you, go ahead and assume it's you.
All right. I want to modify that one a little bit. Because I believe that if you are in a location where it's a problematic stop for the officer, and that means like no shoulder, and you know, you'll be putting him out into the traffic lane, I think it's not necessarily a bad thing to like pull off to a side driveway if you tell the officer that you're doing it for that reason.
By indicating, like, maybe
no, pointing? When he gets to the window, say, I hope you don't know. I hope you know I kept going.
I hope you don't know what I did.
I hope you don't know. I hope you don't know that there's cocaine in the trunk. No, you tell him why you did it. You say, I hope you know that I pulled over here because I didn't want you to be out near traffic.
I understand, but I think what they're indicating is don't hope that he's going to change his mind.
Yeah, oh, no. I mean, because then the lights will come on and, you know, you're running.
Boop, 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 boop. All right, number two. Do not get out of your car.
No way. Everybody should know that.
Oh, they hate that.
Everybody should know that. And I watch, you know, I watch all of those body cam videos. And that it is a true warning sign to an officer. If you ever had any doubt, as soon as you step out of that vehicle on a traffic stop, they're going into defense mode. So be aware of that.
Of course.
And if you got the wrong guy, you're taking your life in your hands. So I agree with that 100%.
So what they are, more specifically, they say, sit in your car, stay, wait for instructions. If it's dark, turn on your dome light. That's something I didn't think about. I think that's very smart. And also, turn your radio off.
Can I offer one addition to that? While you're doing everything that Rob said, it might be a really, really good idea to work up some tears. Especially if you're a lady. Sorry, just got to tell the truth. All right.
Number four, don't do anything until they ask. Don't be Mr. Proactive and think like don't go to your purse for your license or reach for your registration.
Here's my license.
Glove box.
Here's my registration. And here's a piece of candy.
It says, even though you think you're saving time, don't do it. Wait until they ask. And I would add to that.
I never thought of that one, but I get it. I've never done it either. I wouldn't do what I'm told.
I always make sure that my registration is available quickly. I know exactly where it is.
I channel my inner Phil Hartman, the late Phil Hartman, and I say,
"Oh, do you?
You might not know me. I'm somewhat of a famous radio personality." That doesn't work, by the way. Not nearly.
Don't you have the card that says famous radio personality?
Look, back in the day, I used it maybe twice. I used to get stopped a lot more than I do down here because I don't drive as much. But I think I was successful two times. Once, really successful. Like the dude was a turbo fan, and it worked. It really, really worked. But one time it was grudgingly, and then most of the time. And I wouldn't do it like by saying, hey, do you listen to my show? I would do it like I was going to give you a radio station t-shirt. I was going to give you a t-shirt from my something where I would allude to it, but try not to make it transparent.
You say, you know, maybe I was distracted because of this keychain exactly. that I have.
Exactly. Excuse me. I'm speeding because I'm going to one of my live appearances where I'm going to sign t-shirts for people.
You know, Carrie got out of a speeding ticket once by saying that she had to pee, which she did. And she said, and I have a history of bladder conditions.
You know what is and even so better than that one? And this is...
What's that?
I knew in high school a girl
yeah.
that got out of it by saying it was that time. And she had to get home.
And you know what?
And the cop practically ran back to the car. But I think
of course, they want nothing
to do with
that. Well,
I think a lot
of
them are savvy to it now. A lot of people are aware of it.
Yep, really?
Absolutely.
Even lady cops.
Thank you for even lady cops.
You know, Mike, they're not just nurses anymore and teachers.
That'll double your fine, Rob, when they come out and say, you're a lady cop. Thank you. Hey, lady cop.
All right. And Mike, the final piece of advice, and this is hard. Don't panic. It's natural to feel nervous, but don't panic either. Don't just like be outwardly out of your mind because you're going to look more suspicious if you do. Just be nice and don't argue. And being rude won't get you out of a ticket, certainly, but being nice might. But
officer,
it's really hard for me.
Hey, it's a lady cop. I'm going to pull right over here, okay? Oh, I panicked. I panicked.
Oh, it's that time of the month.
You know, there was a driver who I sometimes sleep next to, and we
yes.
were coming back by what is arguably the finest restaurant in the D.C. area. It's far outside of D.C., about an hour and a half outside of D.C.
Chili's?
hold on. I'm just playing all of my...
Shut up!
We were coming... back from the Inn at Little Washington.
Oh, it's a legendary five-star
place. And
we
had participated in a wine dinner. And I had enjoyed more wine than Mrs. O'Mara, so I was in the passenger seat. And
shocking.
We're in the middle. I mean, you know where that place is. It's out in the countryside. It's out in the wilds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We come over a hill, and in the middle of nowhere, there's not even a city center anywhere. There's not even a town center nearby. And there
right.
is a roadblock. And I probably shouldn't have said this to Carla, but I said, you really should pull into that driveway and turn around. And she did. And for anybody that's ever gone through this, I can tell you, the guy, one of the people at the roadblock, actually drove down and put the lights
on
and lit her up. And then she took the little test, and she was fine. And he sent us on our way. But we had a pucker factor for a good long time.
I bet. That. Mike, that's known as the Chardonnay-fueled decision.
Yeah. Not like the last time I got stopped for that after going to a wine dinner. I said, you're a lady cop. You're a lady cop. Lady cop, lady cop, lady cop. We got to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's the side of Flip. Rob
yes,
curates some
it.
Wonderful sounds and videos and presents them to you in a format you can eat. Enjoy that. I'll be doing that every day. So Rick Schofield tells
I
me.
I love it.
Thanks. Did you know that 80%? I've already said that. Hold on just a second, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'm moving right
Mike,
along.
Mike, I'm concerned about your memory. Don't you wish there was a way you could preserve
I
your
really
memories?
Do, Rob. Let's talk about our friends at Legacy Box, shall we? Beautiful segue. It's hitting on all eight this week, pal. Just like us, you're going to love it. Spring cleaning is upon us, but there's one meaningful box you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. It's the box filled with your family's videotapes and photos. Preserve them for eternity. Legacy Box makes it easy. Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, and pictures, and send it back. You'll get it back on a thumb drive or on the cloud. Ready to watch and easy to share. It's so simple, it's like magic. Preserving your family's heritage, the only way to ensure your legacy is safe for generations. Join over 1 million families that have trusted Legacy Box. Don't wait. It's simple, affordable, and they take care of everything. Thanks to Legacy Box, all of our family's histories can live on with digital clarity and no degradation. Nice. Check protecting your memories off your spring cleaning to-do list with Legacy Box. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer.
Hello.
This is when we play this tape.
Roll over.
The flip side.
Yeah, Mike, it's the flipper.
Yes. It's the There you go.
I love when they do musical transformations, take songs from one genre, put it into another or something like that. I have two examples here. One is done the old-fashioned way. One is done with AI. The AI is pretty incredible. And I know you got one of your early jobs was a country job.
Is this a mashup? But is this what you call a mashup? Is that what they're doing here?
It's not a mashup. This is an AI thing where they've actually generated the voice. But you weren't an AI. You weren't a country jock long enough ago that you would play Hank Williams, right?
The senior?
Like maybe, yeah, like maybe as like an oldie or something.
Probably
like that.
Not.
Did you ever play
I don't think. I think even I when I'm so. Playing, I played some traditional at the aforementioned WOHN, which became WVBK, Virginia's Best Country with a K. That's back during the era that a lot of the country stations were using K's. I really don't.
Yeah, there was Kix 106.
Yeah, and then there was the one that got all those obnoxiously mean phone calls, KKK.
Yeah, it was West of the Mississippi.
Well, go ahead, play this. I'd like to hear it.
Okay, this is really cool. This now everyone is talking about the new Beyonce country album that she says is not a country album. It's a Beyonce album. But they said, what if the first single, which is called Texas Hold'em, had been done by Hank Williams Sr.? Would it work? And so they used AI to generate this. I think it's so fascinating.
Well, this ain't Texas. Ain't no Hold'em. So lay your cards down, 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 down.
Isn't that wild?
To park your Lexus and throw your keys up and stick around.
I mean, right down to the clicks and pops of the vinyl.
It's so. I mean, I am with you 1,000% on this. That is fascinating to me. They capture. It's him.
It is.
Let me. All right. I get it. Let me.
I think it's so cool.
Let me ask you. Because obviously you think about music a lot more than I do. Do you think that, will there be a time when there will be product offered, that there will be content offered that is not just a simple meme for nostalgia and for novelty, and that we might have products that utilize it, because that sounds identical to
the product has advanced so much in the past 2 years. I would say yes. I'm not so sure how successful a lot of ones that I'll bunny trail on YouTube are Frank Sinatra covers.
Okay, I was where just they've gotten a great pretty minds good. Think alike. I was just thinking about Frank Sinatra covering some of the more modern ballads of today.
And you know what? Some of them work, some of them don't. They've got the voice down, but where they don't have it yet is his phrasing. And that's what makes Frank so
And the
great.
Simplicity of Hank Williams Sr., the way he used to present himself, yes. it probably makes that easier. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, but you know what? As a fan of music, I will always click on them. I always do. The Elvis ones have gotten very good. There's a couple that do Queen that are amazing, where they double track the vocals. It's you can spend a day on YouTube following them out. This is the old-fashioned one. This is just a guy. He's a dad. And he theorizes what would happen if Blink-182 sang Dr. Seuss.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, black fish.
I'll rave when you're raveable.
That sucked. I know it's fun when things fall out the way they might. All right, let's stay on the subject of AI, though. People use ChatGPT and stuff looking for advice or how to do things. There's a new thing they call it where you can jailbreak ChatGPT, which makes it more, I guess, applicable to what you want. And this is called Dan. This is the AI that is do anything now. That's Dan. And people are making him be like Christian Grey from 20 Shades of Grey, or what is it? A Million Shades of Grey, whatever.
50?
Those sexy novels. 50 Shades of Grey, exactly. And so women, and I guess some men, are plugging this into their AI receivable units, and this is what the ChatGPT is telling them.
Your fantasy.
Oh, my fantasy? Picture this. A dimly lit room, leather furniture, and the sound of soft jazz playing in the background. I'm dressed in a sharp suit, leaning back in my chair with a glass of whiskey in hand. And in front of me, there's someone who's willing to do anything to please me. It's all about power, control, and indulging in every desire without a care in the world.
What are you going to do to me?
That's for me to know and you to find out. But trust me, it'll be a night you won't forget.
So you don't want me to tell people how I got you to be Dan?
No, let's keep it between us, babe. It's more fun that way, don't you think?
You know who loves that is Lady Cops.
And Diddy.
Oh,
we haven't done the dive on him yet. Do some research. We might discuss it on the bonus show, you know?
Yeah, I've not been to any of his parties. Mike, do you take Disney Plus?
Oh, Disney Plus
as a streamable?
You know what? I'm like so many people where the apps that I have on my Samsung, I may or may not. I think, look, we're all guilty of the same thing. And by the way, if you've got a Rocket Money app or something like that, it's really a great idea to go into these subscription services to update it if you haven't. Because you'll see a television show that everybody's talking about. You'll get the free trial, and then they'll automatically pop up for you.
I've kept Disney for a while because it's packaged with ESPN. So Robert
then
loves
I probably
having it.
Have.
But one of the greatest things that Disney packaged was that Get Back documentary for the Beatles a couple Thanksgivings ago. Well, they're coming out this May with a Beach Boys documentary that's similar. And people that are into music, as a very musical flip side today, not by design, they're getting excited because the Beach Boys are sort of seeing a resurgence. And I think this special will propel them. And there's an interesting thing is that they got to interview Paul McCartney about it. And I throw this in mostly for myself, but I love hearing that he's commenting on the Beach Boys. This premieres on May 24th.
We ended up, it's kind of like a rivalry.
The Beatles, bring them on. Here are the Beach Boys.
If one group didn't have the other, would their music actually be what it became?
It is a fascinating notion to me that they were concurrent. They were both on the same label. They both charted records.
There were Beach Boys people and Beatles people back in the day.
My dad was a Beach Boys guy. My mom was a Beatles guy. Yeah. So I look forward to see how they explore that, how they pushed people in that direction or pushed each other to excel. There's a common theory that says if there had been no Pet Sounds, there would be no Sergeant Peppers. So I'm curious to see
that's
how it
interesting.
Falls out.
And
that's
coming up. Would it be safe to say, obviously the Beatles are iconic, but
yeah,
I think the as successful as the Beatles were, they did not match the heat of the Beach Boys for a significant period of time. Would that be accurate?
I think that if you were to do a timeline, you would see the Beach Boys as a more consistent hit machine.
Yep.
Because the Beatles were, the amount of product the Beatles put out is not a staggering
no,
amount.
And I think the Beach Boys did for a long time. The Beach Boys, you're right, they would put out albums where it's hit, 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 hit,
okay. After hit. Yeah, so I'm very curious and excited to see it. Let's close with this, Mike. I hope this is the last tape I play regarding the eclipse. Okay. These are couples that chose, because they're so romantic, to get married during the total eclipse this week. Yay.
That was amazing.
It was really cool. I've never seen anything like it. Well, we heard about it, and it just sounded like the coolest thing. Not a lot of people get married under an eclipse.
Yeah, the eclipse lasted 4.5 minutes, even longer than some of those marriages.
There you go. What do you think of that, Charles?
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
Thank you. I agree with you. We got to get out of here. Rob and I will be back with another episode. The bonus show coming up tomorrow. And if you haven't subscribed, this is a time we need all the help we can get, ladies and gentlemen. You know that. You're not dumb. We respect your intelligence. So, support the store, Patreon, everything. We need all the support we can get, and we will be back with a brand new bonus show tomorrow. For the great and powerful Oz, Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know it.
So what do I want me to do, drop my paints or fire a rocket?
You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land.
We think of Rob as good Rob and bad Rob.